Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Chulin Daf Peihei. We begin at the Mishnah, which is around 15-18 lines from the top. Says the Mishnah, Shoichet, if one does a Shechita on a Chaya or a bird, which would typically necessitate covering of the blood. So back to the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, where you cover the blood of the shechted animal with earth. He does a shechita, but it turns out that he can't really eat the animal. Why? Hashechet b'nimtzes treifa. He discovers it to be internally deficient, classified as a treifa, which is forbidden. That's one example of an unsuccessful shechita, which the Gemara will call shechita she'ino ru'uya. See, physically it was a formal act of shechita, but in terms of, you know, the resulting product, it did not produce edible material. Let's call it an inedible shechita, just for short. Okay. Another example, b'shechet abayis kichavim. He does shechita on the chaya as a service to an idol, which once again forbids the material from consumption. You can't even have benefit from it. Another example, he takes a privately owned animal, does shechita on the Beis HaMikdash. You can't eat it. Another example, v'kachem b'chutz, he does shechita on a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, chaya v'if haniskalim, yishech tzachaya, or bird which were condemned to death by the Bezdin due to the fact that they attacked somebody, etc. All these are examples of shechita she'ino ru'uya. It was a formal, physical act of shechita, but it was an inedible shechita. Does it require kisui hadam? Ramir Mechayiv, he says, sure. Shechita is a shechita. V'achachamim poitrim, chachamim disagree. Only an edible shechita, only a shechita ru'uya, which produces edible material, requires kisui hadam. Because the pasuk says, asher ye'achel, it must be available for consumption. So in the next category we have Hashechet v'nisnabla b'yada. It wasn't really even a proper act of shechita. He did, you know, started it, then became an avelet, sort of v'yardat. It wasn't a proper cut. The animal died. V'anoicher, where he attacked he damaged the tubes. V'ma'akar, he pulled out, he uprooted the tubes. In all these cases, all agree that he is potter melechasis, is exempt from doing kisui adam, because these don't even qualify as an act of shechita. So we basically have three categories. On the one side we have a proper physical act which produced edible material, shechita ru'uya, that requires kisui adam. On the other side, the other extreme, we have noicher, he punctured the tubes, ma'akir, he didn't do an act of shechita. All agree, there's no kisui adam, that doesn't qualify. In the middle we have a ma'as shechita, which is called she'ena ru'iyah because it doesn't produce edible material. That is subject to machlekes. Chachamim say, pater, it needs to be edible to necessitate kisui adam. Ramir says, chayiv in kisui adam. Now, interestingly, this is the second time we've had in, you know, recent history, a discussion regarding defining the status of a shechita shein ru'iyah. We had it by Yosef es Benoy in the previous parak. What happens to this middle category of shechita? Shechita shein ru'iyah, does it trigger the mitzvah of Yosef es Benoy? We had a machlokes. Rav Shimon says no, shechita shein ru'iyah is not considered a valid shechita regarding Oisav Es Benoy either. So if you shech the mother today in this manner, you can shech the offspring the same day. Only shechita ru'uya is counted in. And likewise, by kisui adam, Reb Shimon also would hold that if it's not a shechita ru'uya, there's no kisui adam. Whereas the opposing view disagrees. So interestingly, we have sort of a discrepancy in terms of how the Mishnah presents what is the consensus view, which is presented as Chachamim, right? The consensus view. So here we have Chachamim saying, there's no kisui adam unless it's edible shechita, which lines up with Reb Shimon's shechita, Whereas back in Oisiv as Benoi, Rabbi Danasi, Rabbi HaKadosh, who compiled the Mishnayos, presented the consensus view to be in line with the opposing Shita. Unlike Rav Shimon, even a Shechita She'eni Ru'uya triggers the mitzvah of Oisiv as Benoi. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, that's actually the case. Ru'a Rabbi. You see, Rabbi adopted the Vada of Shel Rab Meir, Rab Meir Shita, that even a Shechita, which is inedible, is considered valid. He adopted it regarding Oisiv as Benoi. And therefore, Vishana B'Lashon Chachamim presented it as a consensus. Universally accepted Shita Chachamim. That was the Psak Halacha, so Rebbe and his Bezdin took on that Shita, and that became the rabbinic view, so to speak, on the one hand. On the other hand, when it comes to Kisi Adam, he switched tracks. He adopted Reb Shimon's Shita, that it has to be an edible Shita, or the Reb Shimon, but Kisi Adam. And therefore, if you look closely now, Mishnah, it's a no-name Shita. It says V'chachamim Poitrim. Not attributed to a specific person, Reb Shimon, because he wanted it to become the consensus view. Therefore, he presented a Blashon Chacham, so it becomes the accepted practice. So now we're going to sort of analyze the machlokes on both accounts and the basis for their respective positions. My time at the Rab Meir b'Oisiv es Benoi. Why is it the Rab Meir holds regarding Oisiv es Benoi? Even an inedible shechita counts. Amar Rav Shimon Levi. He has a gzera shava, gamar shchita. It says shchita by Oisiv es Benoi, leish shchatu, and it says shchita by mishchut echutz, by the carbon that was shechted outside the mikdash. We compare notes, just like over there. It's certainly inedible. You take a carbon, you shechted outside, it's gone. Ma'asim, just like there, shchita shein ru'uya, and it's still considered shma shchita. He's liable for it. Avachanam yirazol by Oisiv es Benoi. Even this type works. Shchita shein ru'uya is considered shma shchita. That's Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Shimon. He disagrees. He says it has to be an edible shchita to be counted in for Oisiv es Benoi. Why? My time of one. Omar Mani Bar Patish. He has a different gzeirah shav. Gomar, he compares the shchita of Oisiv es Benoi to a pasuk that we have in Mitzrayim by Yosef HaTzadik, who says, Mitvoyach tevach v'hochen, slaughter the animal prepared for the meal. He was preparing a feast. It was meant to be edible. Ma'asim, just like over there, Malahalon, shchita ru'uya. It is an edible shchita. Afkan shchita ru'uya, likewise over here, Oisiv es Benoi requires an edible shchita. Nope. Rav Meir nami ligmar mitvoyach. Why doesn't Rav Meir compare it to the pasuk of tvoyach to indicate edibility? Well, he says it's a different word. He prefers comparing shchita to shchita rather than comparing shchita to tvoyach, even though the meaning is the same, but the word is different. Donin, we compare, we connect shchita mishchita by us to the pasuk by Shchut Echutz, very done on Shchita Mitzvicha as opposed to Tzvicha, which is a different word. Manav Kimina, what's the difference? The meaning is the same. Matan Vebishmoel, we learn that as long as the meaning is the same, we don't dwell on semantics. Veshava Koin, one pasuk says the Koin returned to the house that had the Nega, Uba Koin, he came, it's all the same thing, he came to the house. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia, returning, coming, it's all the same thing, we compare them. So the same here. Well, that's when you have no better option. I mean, that's only true. We don't hesitate to compare. Pair, you know, even if it's not a perfectly matching match, but that's only hecha de lecha de damile. There's no other better match. But in our case, we have a better option. Go to Shchut Echutz, where it actually says the word shchita, which is identical to the word by Oisiv es Benoi. We prefer comparing and learning from the similar word, from the, you know, same exact word. Rav Shimon nami. Now comes Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that we learn from Tvoyach Tev HaVach, it has to be edible. Why not learn from Shchut Echutz that it need not be edible? He says, look, it's not really a proper comparison. Donen Chulin Mechulin. I prefer comparing Oisai Ves Benoi, which is a Chulin scenario, a regular animal, Mechulin from Chulin of Shchut of Tvoyach Tev HaVach, as opposed to Shchut Echutz, which is a carbon, a different type. Vein don chulin mechulin, rather than comparing chulin to kachim. So I'd rather learn chulin from chulin than learn it from kachim. No, Rav Meir, he responds, Atu oisev es benoi bekachim ilay naig? It's true. Technically, Oisev es benoy is not strictly kosher, but also applies to karbanos animals. Hence, it's a fair comparison to shchutei chutz. Says the Gemara, Hainu. Hainu. The Kamar B'chia, on this, Reb Chiya told us that, in fact, Rebbe adopted Reb Meir's argument, his position, Rebbe Dvarosh Reb Meir, regarding what qualifies as a shchita ba'isav es benoy, even inedible does qualify, because he learns it from the shchutei chutz, as per Reb Meir's, you know, presentation. And since he adopted that view, B'shono, he presented it as a consensus, B'loshon Chacham, consensus view. Okay, so that settles that. We have Omnachleikis, by Oisev es Benoy, Reb Meir says, even a Shechita Sheinu Ru'iyah qualifies, he learns from Shechita Chutz. Reb Shimon says, it needs to be Shechita Ru'iyah, he learns from Tveyach Tavach HaHachin, and Rebbe picked Reb Meir in this regard. Let's shift to Kisi Adam. Very same Machleikis. What are the reasons behind the Machleikis? My time with the Reb Meir by Kisi Adam. Why is it that Reb Meir says, by Kisi Adam, even a Shechita Sheinu Ru'iyah is counted? Once again, he goes to Shechita Chutz, this time comparing the word Shechita. Shvicha. It says Shvicha by Kisi Adam. Likewise, by Shechita Chutz, it says Dom Shafach. We compare the two. Mala halon Shechita Sheinu Ru'iyah, just like Shechita Chutz, it's not a successful, edible Shechita, and still counts. Shmo Shechita. Afkan, here as well, by Kisi Adam. All you need is the act of Shechita and that's it. Afkan Shechita Sheinu Ru'iyah is considered Shema Shechita. Reb Shimon, he responds, no, look at the pasuk by Kisi Adam. It says, Asher Ya'achel, a creature that will be edible, Ksiv. It must be edible. Reb Meir, he responds, yeah, that's to exclude an inedible species, an unkosher animal, unkosher bird. But as long as it's a kosher bird, it doesn't have to be practically edible. Post Shechita, Reb Meir, Ahu L'muti Oif Tamei Udas, it's come to exclude a non-kosher bird. Reb Shimon, he responds, yeah, but for the same reason that you're excluding a non-kosher bird because of its inedibility, then likewise a treifa as well. Oif Tamei my time, why excluding the Oif Tamei La Bar Achilu? Because it doesn't conform to Achila, it's not edible. Treifa Nami La Bar Achilu. Same with the treifa. How would you differentiate? And in fact, Rebbe Bidanasi, Rebbe Akadish adopted this position. Vayim Damer Reb Chiya. As Rechia tells us, Rabbi Dvarosh Reb Shimon, Kisi Adam. In fact, Reb Shimon's position found favor in Rabbi's eyes regarding Kisi Adam, that even a Shechita, that you need a Shechita Ru'iyah, and therefore in our Mishnah we see it in Lashon Chacham, Vishon of Lashon Chachamim, because that's the Psak Halach. Okay, so in summation, in both, by Oisev es Benoy and Kisi Adam, we have the very same Machlokes. Reb Shimon says it has to be a Shechita Ru'iyah. Edible Shechita, successful Shechita. Reb Meir disagrees. Regarding Oisev es Benoy, Rabbi Danasi Paskin like Rabbi, even inedible Shechita counts. But Kisi Adam, he Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we need a Shechita Ru'iyah Asher Ya'achil. Amar Rabbi Abba, we turn to Amar Beis. Loi L'Koil Amar Meir, Shechita Sheinu Ru'iyah Shema Shechita. It's not regarding every single application that Rabbi Meir will hold. But even a Shechita Sheinu Ru'iyah, an unsuccessful Shechita, an inedible Shechita, is counted as a valid Shechita, not regarding everything. Maida Reb Meir Shema Terasa Ba'Achila. I mean, Reb Meir would agree if you take an animal, which is, let's say, a treif and you shecht, you can't eat it, so the Shechita doesn't work all the way. I mean, it works for Kisi Adam, it works for Eisiv Es Benoy, but not to permit its consumption. That's one point. On the other hand, V'loy L'Koil, Omer Rav Shimon, not regarding every halacha, does Rav Shimon insist that Shechita She'en Ru'iyah Loi Shema Shechita, that inedible Shechita doesn't count? There's one exception. Maida Rav Shimon, even Rav Shimon would agree Shemata Rasa Mide Nevela, it spares it from becoming a dead animal and sliding into the tomb of Nevela. I mean, Shechita is a Shechita. So, it's not considered a dead animal. Let's go review what we just said. Amamar. Rabbah teaches us that it isn't really all-encompassing. Loi l'koil amar Rav Meir shechita sheinu ru'iyah shema shechita. It's not regarding every single halacha. The Rav Meir considers the shechita which is Enaruya as a Shechit. Of course, Rameh would agree that this Shechita will not permit it. Says the Mar Pshita, of course, goes without saying. I mean, it's a treifa animal, treifa, b'shchita mi'mishtari. Why would you say that a treifa animal becomes muta through shchita? I mean, that's out of the question. Oh, Litzricha must be that he's speaking about a more complex case. The mother animal was a treifa. And after its shchita, discovered an unborn animal inside Ben Pekuah, full-fledged, full-term, nine-month Ben Pekuah. And that's his point. Don't think that the shchita of this mother, despite the fact that we count it somewhat as a shchita, despite that it's not permitting the mother animal for consumption, it's considered a shechita regarding certain halachas, don't think that the offspring within it can sort of benefit from that shechita. It's considered like it's taken care of and you can eat it without shechita. That was his point. The shechita of the mother helps somewhat, but ultimately it's not going to permit the offspring within it to be eaten. Because look, you can't have it both ways. If the offspring is inherently part of the mother is a treifa, so you can't use the shechita of the mother, which is not really an edible shechita, to permit the child. And if the child is a separate entity, so then he needs his own shechita anyway. So you can't have it both. That was his point. The tzricha must be speaking, the shechita is a treifa. The mother animal was classified as a treifa, inedible. He did the shechita. Umatzu b'mentas chai, he found alive, full-term, nine-month offspring inside. And the point is, it needs its own shechita. It can't bank on the mother shechita. Why would I think otherwise? Salkadaitach, I mean, there would be room to think, Hoyla de Amar Rav Meir, since Rav Meir teaches us that shechita, she'ena ru'iyah, even an inedible shechita, such as in this case, the shechita of the mother, is shmo shechita, has validity, tahane li shechita's ima. Perhaps even this shechita of the mother animal can carry over to the offspring, which would permit it without shechita. To a mashmon, the point is that it doesn't work. Asks the Gemara, I mean, that's ABC. I mean, we know that according to Rav Meir, anyways, a full-term offspring within a mother animal doesn't get exempted by the mother's shechita. We had this, you know, in the back in the fine Dalit. But Tisbara, how could you say that he's talking about this case? Amar Rav Meir, Rav Meir already taught us that Ben Pekua, a full term, full month Ben Pekua inside the mother tongue shechita, needs its own shechita. So discount all the issues of treif. I mean, even a full term healthy offspring within a full term, within a full healthy kosher mother animal, needs its own shechita in any case. Leitzricha must be speaking like this, that Rav Abba's point was, look, you're right. According to Rav Meir per se, according to Rav Meir's personal shita, this is a non-starter. Every full-term Ben Pekuah needs its own shita. The point that he was making was like this, that Rabbi Danosi, Rabbi HaKadosh, who compiled the Mishnais, who, as learned earlier, had adopted Rav Meir's opinion somewhat, regarding Yosef Ezbenoi, that even an inedible shechita counts, has validity. So let's focus on Rebbe. So on the one hand, he paskin like Rav Meir. It's a valid shechita. But at the same time, he goes with respect to the broader question of a Ben Pekuah, he holds like the Rabbanon's shechita. Right? In that element, he holds like the Rabbanon, that even a full-term, full-month fully developed Ben Pekuah discovered inside a mother animal is exempted by the mother shechita. So you're right, Rav Meir per se disagrees with that point, but we're talking about Rebbe now, focusing on Rebbe. He picked and chose opinions, right? And sort of sewed them together. So when it comes to defining what is considered shechita, paskin like Rav Meir, even a shechita shein ruya is considered shechita. But when it comes to establishing the status of a Ben Pekuah, he adopted the Rabbanon shechita, the consensus view. Even a full-term Ben Pekuah is muta by the mother shechita. And that was what Rav Abba was referring to. Leitzricha must be like this. The Rebbe, we're going like Rebbe shechita. The Sover like Rav Meir. He was like Rav Meir, even an inedible shechita counts. The Sover like Rabbanon. And regarding Ben Pekuah, he held like the Rabbanon. The Gemara explains itself. Sover like Rav Meir, he was like Rav Meir, the Amar shechita shein ruya shema shechita. On the other hand, regarding the general Ben Pekuah issue, which is a bit unrelated. V'savol k'rabbon. On that he held like the rabbanon. The amri who say shechitas imim tarasei. Shechita of a mother animal accommodates the unborn found inside, even if it's full term, fully developed. So now, kivin the amri rabbanon shechitas imim tarasei. Going in line with the rabbanon who say that typically ben pukua is covered by the mother's shechita. So what happens in our case? We discover the ben pukua inside a mother animal who's a treifa, who had shechita. Perhaps it works. In line with Ramirez's position that even a shechita which is inedible is considered, has validity. So perhaps it carries over to the unborn and permits him without his own shechita to handle his shechita simoy. Without his own shechita, he doesn't need his own shechita. Kamash Malan, the point is no. As we explained before, because you can't have it both ways. Sure, the mother of Shechita has validity regarding Oisev es benoi, kisi adam, but ultimately it wasn't matter, it's a treifa, so that Shechita cannot be matter the offspring. It needs its own Shechita. We learned this the other day, right? It has has four simanim, it has two options. You can shecht the mother, accommodate him, or you can shecht him himself. In this case, he'll have to shecht him himself. Okay, that was one part of Rabbi Abba's statement. On the other hand, regarding Rabbi Shimon, don't think it applies to all situations. Don't think that Rabbi Shimon's position that an inedible shechita has no validity applies in all situations, regarding all halachos. There is an exception. Rabbi Shimon would concede it spares the animal from becoming an avail. After all, it didn't just drop. It didn't just die. You did shechita to it, even though it's not halachically valid regarding being counted as, for kisi adam. But ultimately, the animal didn't die. Pshita says, well, of course. It's old news. When you do shechita on a treifa, you spared it from becoming an avail. It's old news. Pshita, damar vidamar rav. Amil, some say it's a brisa. Masi satana. Look at the pasuk. V'chiyam is min abehema. Sometimes a behemoth that dies is tame. Miktas behemoth matame. Sometimes a dead animal is matame. But miktas behemoth matame. Sometimes not. Which one is not? A treifa sheshachta. He shechted a treifa. Despite its inedibility, it's not going to become an avela. So of course, that we don't need, Rabbi Abba to come to you. It's old. So that's the Gemara. Yeah, you're right. It must be a more complex case that he's referring to. Letzricha must be the shechted a treifa v'yichum ba'zor. Okay, it wasn't a simple shechita on a treifa. He did it in the Azara, the Beis Hamikdash. Chulin Bazar is Asr. And we're going with the opinion now that the Isra is Minat Torah, based on a Pasuk. Pasuk says, Ki yirchak mimcha makam v'zabachta. When you're far away, when you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, that's when you do the shechita. Don't do the shechita of your private animal in the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk says v'zabachta. We're talking about an act of a proper act of shechita. That would forbid the chulin that was shechted in the azor from consumption. The sanya, as per the brisa, shechet is a treifa. He knows that this animal is a treifa; it's missing, a thigh. V'chena shechet v'imtzes treifa. Or another example: after shechita, discovers to be internally wounded, it's a treifa. Both inedible. Zevze, in both cases, we're talking chulin ba'azor. It's a private animal, shechter in the azor. Reb Shimon matir b'hanor. According to Reb Shimon, you can benefit from it. It doesn't qualify as chulin ba'azor. Why? Chulin ba'azor is only us when you do a formal, proper, successful act of shechita. But here, it's an inedible shechita. To begin with, it was a treifa. Shechita is not relevant. It's not a valid act of shechita, and it doesn't trigger the isur, the status of chulin ba'azor. Chacham say no, even a shechita she'en ru'ya, this type of shechita is considered an act of shechita, and the animal is classified as a chul and she'en shechita ba'azor, it's asra. So once we see that according to Rabbi Shimon in this case, where there were two problems with the shechita on a treif, and it was in the wrong ba'azorah. Two strikes against the shechita. So that would give us room to think, to consider. Once Rav Shimon says it's mutar barna, which means we discount the act of shechita. Alma lav shechita yiklal. Apparently, it's not regarded as a shechita at all. So Perhaps it's like a dead animal. In this case, it would be like nevela. Ema midei nevela namelo mitaru. Perhaps this quasi act of shechita can't even spare it from coming in nevela. Kamashma on the point of Rabbi Abbas to say yes. A nevela, it's not. It's true. We don't count it as an act of shechita regarding many things. Kisi adam oisiv es benoi. Even to make it chul mazor, but ultimately it didn't drop. It didn't die. It doesn't have the perhaps doesn't have the positive effect of the shechita, but after all, it didn't just die on you, right? So, at least an nevela will not be. Okay. So before we proceed, we had Rabbi Abba's statement referring to Rabbi Meir, who says that shechita sheni ruya is a shechita, but you should know it won't work regarding the ben pekua inside. On the other hand, we have Rabbi Shimon, who says shechita sheni ruya loishma shechita. But still, a nevela will not be considered. Okay, here comes one more point on this, chulin bazar discussion. So it was based on that pasuk, yirchak mucha makim zavachto, that chulin bazar is only an issue if there was an act of zvicha, an act of shechita, which counts as a valid maisa shechita. Amar Prabhupada Abai, v'sabar Rab Shimon chulin bazar daraisihi. So you mean to say, according to Rab Shimon, the chul mazor phenomenon is based on a pasuk, in which case the wording of the pasuk indicates to us the parameters of the iser. What's the other option? You see, Rashi explains the other alternative is that it's midrabbanan. There's another shita that chul mazor is aser midrabbanan. What's the concern? That people might confuse and think, well, look, he's doing a shita on the azara. It must be a carbon animal. And then he goes and he walks out with it, eats it, out of town. You can consume a carbon out of Yerushalayim, so it's going to create confusion. So the Chacham were concerned about optics, right? And according to that perspective, whichever act of shechita he does, whether it's a shechita ru'uya or ein ru'uya, it would still trigger that alarm, that concern. After all, people don't differentiate. I see you're doing a shechita, and you took the meat outside, you're eating it. So if this whole concern would be midrabbanan, there would be no room to differentiate between an edible shechita, inedible shechita, always it would be us. So how could Rav Shimon differentiate? Because he's based on the pasuk. He holds it's minat Torah, and the pasuk specifies shechita, only something which conforms to v'zavach, which qualifies as an act of shechita, as opposed to shechita sheni ruya. That would not make it asr, as chul mazor. So again, the premise here is v'savar Rav Shimon chul mazor deraisi. Is Rav Shimon in fact rooting the halacha of chul mazor in a pasuk? Amar Leih, he says, yeah, right on. We have a raya, a clear raya. Batanan, we have a mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer chulin shenishchata bazor. If you did chulin the azor, you got to burn it. You sarf beish. And he says, guess what? It doesn't only apply to a behema, which can be confused with carbon. Carbon is our behema. Even a giraffe, an animal, a deer, which you know for sure is not a carbon. There's no optics issue. There's no confusion here. Same story. It's asr because it's min ha-toyra. Any animal in the Beis HaMikdash is asr. So of course, if in fact it's based on the pasuk, you can understand why it applies equally to behema or chaya. Hainu de Gazrinon, that explains why we apply the Isser in a chaya, out of behema, on account of behema. Rashi says that the wording here is just on account of the next part of the Gemara, because really, if it's min ha-Torah, then it's just an absolute Isser, whether it's a chaya or behema, it's not one on account of the other, right? In any case, it would apply equally to both, we understand. Eli Amras the Rabbanon, but if it's only the Rabbanon concerned about optics, then only Behema would trigger that concern. He does a Chaya in the Beis HaMikdash. We all know it's not a Behema. It's not a carbon. There's no room for confusion. Eli Amras the Rabbanon, if it's only a rabbinic concern, Behema, my time. Why, if Yishech to Behema, the Azor is at Asr, why? Dilma Asil Mechel Kachem Mechutz. It can confuse the observer. It might say, well, so the dude's from here. You can eat carbonus outside the Mikdash. Look, he did this Behema inside, he took it outside, assumingly it's a carbon, so I can take any carbon outside. Okay, so that's one level of concern. And we all know that by rabbinic concerns, we stop at one level. We don't do a double deck or this on account of that and account of that. Higuf Gzeris is in itself. The forbidding of a behema, Chulin Bazar, is a Gzeru and Rabban. It might confuse people and lead to do the same by a carbon. So should we go and stretch it further and apply to a Chaya as well, which is a Gzer Ligzera, concern on top of another concern? So clearly Rav Shimon is based on the Torah, it's a Deraisa, and therefore it requires an act of Shechita Ruya. Here comes a story. Rav Chia, he had a story like this. Nafale Yaniva, he discovered some sort of worm in his flax. He had some flax fibers soaking in the pool there, as they would have, and there's some parasites there ruining his flax. Bekitne also came to the Rebbe. He came to his uncle Rebbe for some advice. Amarly, he says, look, I'll tell you how to get rid of it. Shkoil eifa, take a bird. This worm doesn't like bird blood. V'shachet, and do shchit on the bird. Albu bisa demai, on the pool of water where the pishtan is soaking. The moirach dama, so the worm will smell the blood and v'shavakli, and disappear. End of story. Ask the Gemara, how could you use the blood of a bird? It needs to be covered in earth. Kisi adam. Heichi avad hachi. How could he tell him to do this? How could he do the shchita on the pool? Vatani we have a brisa. Hashechet v'tzarech l'dam. Chayv l'chasas. A person does shchita on a bird because he has a need for the blood. Yeah, you can't just take it. You have to cover it with the earth. Ketzad yasa. So what's the solution if you need it? Oy noicharoy, oy oikroy. Forget a formal shchita. Just, you know, puncture the tubes, rip out the tubes. Don't do an act of shchita, because if you do an act of shchita, you're stuck. You have to do. You can't take the blood. So what happened to the story here? Ki asa Rav Dimi. So we have two answers. Rav Dimi came and he explained. Amar, he says, you're right. He didn't instruct him to do shchita on the bird. That would necessitate kisi adam. Amar tzei treif amarli. He told him first make the bird a treif, a pull of its leg or whatever. In which case it's a shchita sheni ruya. And even when you follow with a shchita, you don't have to do kisi adam. Tzei treif amarli. So Rabin came. He clarified for us. Amar, he said, say nechir amale. He told him to just, damage the tubes and kill it like that. And if there's no act of shchita, there's no kisi adam. Now we're going to try to resolve why Rav Dimi had his version that it was a treifa, and Rabin his version that it was nechir. L'manda matrei treif. The one that says treif, my time ala amale tzei. Why did Rebbe pick that one as opposed to just killing the animal? Perhaps it's because Rebbe holds that even if you kill the bird, it's like it's shchita, because it doesn't need a formal shchita. And in that case, it would need kisi adam, so it wouldn't help you much. There's no formal act of shchita by a bird, really? And doing nechira, it's technically like a shchita, in which case it would need kisi adam, but it's incorrect. Rebbe himself in a brisa teaches us otherwise. Vatani Rebbe Omer, we have a pasuk kasha to be sicha. Pasuk says you do shchita on the animals kasha to be sicha, as I had instructed you, Hashem to Moshe. Where do we find? Look throughout the Torah, we don't find anywhere any detailed instructions in terms of how to do shchita. Oh, well, the oral Torah was Torah Shabbat Peh. This is one of the riots of Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah is saying, look, do shchita as I had already instructed. Where? When? Orally. Torah Shabbat Peh was passed down orally. Kashetzer v'sicha. Melamed, we learn from Mishin. Stave Moshe. Ala veshet v'alakana. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught by Hashem all the details of shchita. The veshet, the kana, esophagus, the trachea need to be severed by the shchita. So location. Val rev yachad boi, val rev shnayim bebehema. To buy a bird, it's most of one tube qualifies as shchita. By a behemah needs most of both. So we learn about the procedure. We turn to the next page. So clearly Rebbe required a proper shchita by bird. So why did he insist on telling him to make it a treifa? Why couldn't he just do some sort of other way of killing the animal, a bird? And since it wasn't a proper shchita, there would be no kisi adam. Let me buy a ka'amar. Rav Dimi, when he said that Rebbe told him to say treif, it goes without saying, of course, Nechira would have done the same thing. Let me buy a kamar. Let me buy a say nechir. Of course, if you would have told him say nechir, lav shkita yiklal. That's a non-starter. It's not a ma'aser shkita. Of course, they don't need kisui. The chiddush was, I would say it's roif. But if you tell him to go make it a treif and then do shkita, Ema, perhaps there's room to think that he didn't really solve the issue, because shkita, sheinu ruyah shma shkita, even though it's not edible, but it's an act of shkita, it's considered like an act of shkita. But l'bayi kisa would require kisa, kamash malon. So that was Rav Dimi's point, that k'd Rav Chiya Ba'aba, as Rav Chiya Ba'aba told us earlier, that according to Rabbi HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he adopted, you know, regarding kisa yadam, he adopted the opinion that it needs to be a shkita ruya. And that's why this was a solution to the issue. Okay. Lamana would say nechir, according to the other version of events, Ravin's version, that he told him to go kill the bird. Why specifically that way? Why not just say it's raif? My time will only say traif. Perhaps you can say kasabar shchita sheinu rishma shchita. The reason why traif wouldn't be a solution, because if it's a proper act of shchita, even though it's an edible shchita, would still require kisi adam, really. He told us that according to Rabbi, it has to be an edible shchita to require kisi adam. Rabbi dvarav shav shimer kisi adam, right? Remember, Rabbi adopted Rav Shimon's opinion regarding kisi adam. He presented as the chacham's view, meaning as a consensus view. So if it's an edible, there's no kisi adam. So why couldn't that be a solution? You're right. Let me buy a kamar, it goes without saying. Let me buy a trade troif. Of course, if you would have told him to do trade troif. The shchita shein ruilish mashchita, which is not a proper shchita, it's not an edible shchita, of course, it wouldn't work, it would not require kisei adam. That's basics. The main, the twist, the knetch was, I would say nechir, but to tell him to make it nechir, perhaps that doesn't really solve the issue. Ema, because perhaps I can say, ein shchita leif natura, minatura, you don't need a proper shchita nechirasa, and even doing nechira, killing the bird in any way, zui shchitasa, it's like a shchita, and therefore, lebay kisa would need kisa, and you couldn't use the blood. Kamashma, the point is, no. Kasha tzivisich. From where we learned that there was a very specific, formal procedure of shkita required. Unless that's done, there's no kisi adam. Okay, we'll leave the rest of the Gemara for tomorrow, Beis Hashem. In the meantime, we have a Mishnah, we had a Gemara, which analyzed our Mishnah vis-a-vis the other Mishnah back in Kisi Adam, in Eisav Es Benoi. Conclusion being that according to Rabbi Danasi, by a shkita, which is an edible, shkita shein ruya, it still qualifies as shkita regarding Oisev Es Benoi, but not regarding Kisi Adam. We discussed the sourcings, the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon in both cases. All the Rebbeir says shkita shein ruya shma shkita, but regarding the Ben Pekua, we can't adam, we can't apply to the Ben Pekua of a mother animal who's a trefa. On the other hand, Rav Shimon says shkita shein ruya lo shma shkita, but still it will spare from being an avela, even in the case of Chulin Ba'azorah. We discussed the sugi of Chulin Ba'azorah. And we had the story where Rebbe advised Reb Chia to extract the blood from the bird to save his pishtan, and he was able to do so because it was either a shkita shein ruya, because it was a trefa, or it was no formal act of shkita done at all, which is required even by birds. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rav.